Welcome to the She Believed She Could podcast. I'm your host, Allison Walsh. I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is dedicated to motivating and inspiring you to chase your dreams while breaking down any barriers that may be holding you back or getting in your way. I've had the honor and privilege to work with hundreds of amazing clients over the last decade, and I wanted to be able to share valuable lessons, insights, and stories of success with you. My mission is for you to gain knowledge, hope, and inspiration from each episode, and I'd love to hear from you if there's a topic that you'd like to learn more about. This show is all about adding value to your life and empowering you to go for it, whatever it is. Before we get started today, I wanted to share more information about where you can access additional support and resources. If you head over to AllisonWalshConsulting.com, there are a ton of options to choose from. I've recently updated the coaching packages I offer for professionals and have a new 90 days to success option. I'm excited to help you take your brand, business, and life to the next level. I've also added several a la carte options for teens and young adults, including mock interviews, personal brand audits, website design, and my favorite, of course, power sessions. In the past, these options were only available to my clients, but now you can access them too. Again, my goal is to help you become the best version of yourself. I promise if you invest in you, it will make a massive difference. Okay, now on to the show. Hello there. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. So today's podcast is really dedicated to equipping you with some skills that can help you navigate your climb to the top. And when I say that, I mean that we have to be truly intentional about what we do because success doesn't happen by accident, right? There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, a ton of investment of time, energy, talents, blood, sweat, tears, you name it, it happens. But there's a lot of things that you can do or you can incorporate into your daily life that will help you take those steps every single day to get you closer to those goals. And there's habits that you can form for yourself that will allow you to stay focused and committed to your goals. So that's what today's podcast is all about, right? Five wonderful pieces of advice that I've learned over the years, been able to incorporate into my daily life, things that I encourage my clients to do as well, my team members, because they make a significant difference in the way that not only we handle life, but we handle the challenges that are thrown at us in our perspective, because you've got to stay focused, right? It's so easy when everything's going well, but there's so much that goes into everything that we do on a daily basis, and it's not always easy to navigate. So here are five actionable pieces of advice that can help you to become that much more focused, that much more diligent and vigilant as you chase your dreams. Okay, so let's jump into it. So one of the things that we hear so much about, right, is gratitude. Be grateful for what you have, be grounded in who you are, take every day as a gift. And those are such important words of wisdom, but how can we incorporate things like that into what we do on a daily basis? So a while ago, I was reading a book and the author was talking about how can you be more intentional when it comes to being grateful throughout the day? How can you have those moments that remind you to be grateful for where you are, regardless of the circumstances or the situation, that will get you right back in a positive headspace? And the suggestion was to set gratitude alarms. And so I took that and I kind of modified it for myself. So the alarm that wakes me up in the morning isn't a blaring alarm that is annoying and that makes me want to hate the fact that it's 4:30 in the morning, but it's a beautiful song that wakes me up peacefully and gradually. And when I look at it, before I even hit off, it has a gratitude statement there. And so I start my day immediately being grounded and grateful. And so that's one way you can do it. You can program additional alarms throughout the day so that you have those moments of pause where you can reflect and then move forward. But if you schedule those during times that are traditionally chaotic or stressful for you, it might help to reset, refocus, rebalance, and get you back on track. So that's the first thing, gratitude alarms. I really, really, really highly recommend that you start to incorporate those into your daily practice. The next thing that is absolutely critical, and I think now more than ever, is making sure that despite the chaos or the lack of consistency with how our world is right now in comparison to what it was prior, is that we need to maintain schedules. And it's really easy to sleep in or to skip that workout or to not do what you need to do for yourself because it feels like the days are all running together. But it helps to create boundaries for yourself too, because self-care is critically important, but you also have to be highly productive and somewhat, maybe even a little bit more flexible than what you've been before, But if you can put it in a schedule and you can write it down and you can make it happen, then you're going to get a lot more out of your day. You're going to find that you're not feeling as burned out or that you're running on a hamster wheel, and it will allow you to still get everything accomplished that you need to. So for example, I am an early bird. I find that I'm that much more productive in the morning. I'm on, I'm creative, I can focus on things that I want to do, but those moments in the morning are mine and I love that. So I get up early, that my gratitude alarm goes off at 4:30. I get up, I have my lemon water in the morning, I have my little workout that I do for myself to get the blood moving. Then I sit down with my coffee and I get to focus on my list that I made the night before of the things that I want to get accomplished during what I call my me time, my creative time, where I can really focus on those projects that I love. Because if I can fill up my cup in the morning, then I can pour from it all day. But if I skip the things that I need to do for myself in the morning, my day runs me. And I can't do that, right? I have way too much that I have to accomplish during my day. So I've noticed that if I can maintain that schedule in the morning, then my day flows so much better. And then, you know, the rest of the day starts. The kids get up, I get them ready, we do our schoolwork, we, you know, roll into dance classes, all the things. I work with my clients and work and everything else, and it's just a beautiful day. But if I don't do those things for myself, then I just feel very scattered, and I just feel like I'm constantly chasing after myself instead of really owning my day. So sticking to that schedule is absolutely critical. The next thing that is super, super important is that you always give 100% and you do your best always. We might find ourselves in situations along our path where it might not be the career that you want right now. It might not be the opportunity that you thought it was going to be. It might not be the experience that you thought it was going to be, but you need to show up and deliver and be your best. Right? You never, ever, ever want to not give your all, because that tends to impact all areas of your life. It also impacts your professional reputation, and it determines how people view you, right? And you never know how or who or when you're going to cross paths with these people again. So say you might not be in the best job ever, but maybe a few years down the line, you're interviewing for your dream job, and somebody that experienced you in that prior situation or work environment only has that negative perception if you didn't give 110%. So don't take yourself down that path, right? Like, always make sure that you're leaving the best impression that you possibly can, personally and professionally, because those paths will cross. The world is very, very small. And so you want to make sure that you're always doing your best. In addition to your reputation, it also builds habits, right? So if you know that you're going to get up and you're going to show up and you're going to deliver, that's a mindset and a mentality that transfers into everything that you do. So always commit to showing up to being the best version of you, regardless of what you're doing. The next point, the next success tip, is to be resilient, right? So it's hard. When things don't go our way, it is very difficult to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and keep moving forward. You've got to build up your resiliency. Your bounce back time has got to be quick. You've got to be able to pivot hard. You've got to know when to cut your losses. Remember that you never lose. You either win or you learn. When you adopt that mindset in everything that you do, you become so resilient and you can navigate the changing landscape out there. You can handle things when they get thrown at you. When you know that there's always something else that you can do, there's always another direction. I don't know if you like Marie Forleo, but her mantra is everything is figure outable, and I believe in that 1,000%. It allows you to pivot, it allows you to reinvent, it allows you to move forward. So always, always, always be resilient. The next point I'm going to share with you is to surround yourself with people that are going to elevate and raise you up. And I want to talk about this in two different contexts. So if you're in the workplace or you're running a business, you want to surround yourself with super talented people, because the more talented the team is, the bigger projects you're able to take on, the better outcome you're able to have. So you want to always, always, always bring in the talented people and outsource what you don't need to be doing yourself, right? The things that are taking up a lot of your time that might not necessarily be in your wheelhouse can probably be done by somebody else a lot quicker and a lot better. So don't be afraid to outsource. Now, I am a huge fan of learning new skills and things like that, right? So I've learned a ton of stuff myself. Like, I've self-taught myself how to do a ton of things over the years. But those are also time sucks, right? So if I've got a lot of things I need to get done, I'm going to align myself with talented people that can take other things off my plate so I can focus in my zone of genius, right? The things that I'm really good at and the things I love doing and not get bogged down in the details. So that's one area that I think that surrounding yourself with the people that can outsource and take those things off your plate is absolutely critical. The next thing is that you need to invest in yourself, right? So you need to have your circle of influence around you with people that are talented, that have accomplished things that you want to accomplish, that have the insight, the knowledge, the wherewithal to give you actionable advice. There's that saying where you're the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with, and I believe that 1,000%. So make sure that the people that are in your circle are people that can guide you and get you to where you need to be. That might mean you need to find a mentor. You should have mentors in your life throughout the various stages in life. And those mentors are going to look different as you continue to evolve as a person and as a professional. So make sure you've got somebody in your corner that can give you advice and has your best interest in mind always. The other thing is that you should always put aside some resources to invest in yourself, whether that means that you're taking classes online, whether that means you're signing up for a course, you know, in your local community, whether that means you're hiring a coach. You need to make sure that you're constantly evolving and you're constantly adding to your skill set because the world changes quickly, right? We have to stay timely, we have to stay relevant, and we always need to be the best version of ourselves. So if those resources and those people are out there, I highly recommend that you take advantage of them and that you include them in your process as you're continuing to grow and change and become the best version of you. So this is something that I've done every single year for as long as I can remember. And I always looked at where were the areas that needed additional help, right? So I'm all about amplifying my strengths, but I also realized that some of the weaknesses or some of the skills that I wanted to learn, I didn't have. And so those would be the things that I would focus on. I'd make my list of, okay, where do I need to invest some energy and effort so I can get the best return on my investment and help me get across the finish line the fastest or the best that I possibly can. And so those are the things and those are the people that I sought out, right? The classes that I took, the courses that I enrolled in, the mentors that I asked to be mentors, and the coaches that I hired to be my coach. So I think there's a lot that can be gained from this. And if you know those people and those things and those tools or and resources are out there, why wouldn't you accelerate your progress? Why wouldn't you invest in yourself? So really think about that as you are evaluating where you stand at this point in time and where you want to be. And I think you have to look at it as just like that. Where am I today versus where do I want to be in the future? And how do I close that gap? And how do I make sure I get where I need to go? So I hope that you found these tips to be valuable. I'm going to continue to sprinkle these episodes throughout the podcast because I think there's so much value out there. And sometimes you just need the Cliff Notes version to be able to grab a few little pieces of wisdom and implement them into your daily life. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm really looking forward to continuing to provide words of wisdom and guidance from all the things I've read, experiences, the courses I've taken, the coaches I've worked with, all in one place. And, you know, I've got some of my favorite things still left to come. Of course, my 1% better rule. Can't wait to share all of that with you, as well as some of the tools and tips and strategies that I've implemented in my life and in my business and in the companies I've worked for to help people live their best lives and be abundantly successful. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I look forward to the next time. Bye-bye. We're going to keep the conversation going over on Instagram at Allison Walsh Consulting and, of course, on AllisonWalshConsulting.com. If you'd like to be a part of our amazing community, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast and give us a 5-star review. If you're in need of any extra support or are interested in taking your life to the next level, please don't hesitate to reach out. And remember, I believe in you 1,000%. And my goal is that you do too. Take care. Bye-bye.